Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Did you just call our audience fucked little losers?
Did I? I think I said soft.
Oh, yeah. Man who's taking medication for his asthma comes out and calls everybody fucking nerds. Love it.
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry, because that's what time travel's for. You can always go back
and try again.
And if you go back
and kill your friends,
you can always go back
an extra few seconds.
You can always go back.
The first Sonic Church of the Siren. A tiny refuge amidst the dry and perilous sands of the desert Anorak, sandwiched itself between Carcosa and Barovia, two nations very much at war. At the Sonic Church, that war can be forgotten if just for a moment, pilgrims, misfits and adherents of the sound have flocked here, a new congregation for a new world. Also arriving here are the Dragon Friends, who have found the church while on a mission of your own to find a missing corpse that might yet end this world-defining war. That body, the body of Petrina Velikovna, must be recovered if peace is to be brokered, and you have all found a significant clue. A masked Carcosan gentlewoman named Mistress Cassador seems implicated somehow, and Bobby, she has taken an especial shining to you.
Oh, yes.
Awooga.
Hubba hubba.
Do you want us to keep doing that?
I don't throughout. Like it.
Right. Can you think of any other horny noises, though? Awooga and hubba hubba?
Boy, yeah.
That's
the classic. It's a classic for a reason.
At the same time, Mistress Cassador has put Filge, Friezo, and Byron on a quest of their own to take the young priestling Chime on an ordained mission out into the desert with a promise that she will treat the wounded Baston Indrirovich in return. Hmm. The shadows grow long, the hour grows late. Bobby, for now, remains in Mistress Cassador's wagon while the rest of you head outside where you can see, by the silhouette of a wagon of its own on the dune, your friend Chime waiting for you with a strange metal implement in her hands. Or paws, I should say, because she's a little rabbit folk, if you remember.
Yes, yes.
Friend is a strong term.
Barely colleague.
Howdy, friends.
Hello there, Chime.
Hello.
What you got there? A metal object? That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Well, I was gonna show you all in due time, but since you asked, it's my special gift to myself.
Oh, and what do you call it?
It's a crossbow.
Chime pulls back a little scrap of fabric, and you can see a Carcosan flechette, which is a sort of wicked
flechette.
It's a barbed.
It's a French child's bow and arrow.
it's like a repeater crossbow, but it slings flechettes, which are razor sharp quarrels.
You. Six of those words I didn't understand.
No.
Oh, you know, it's a
fantasy machine gun, Hing.
Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me, Chime.
Yeah.
You said you bought yourself a gift. What was the occasion?
Oh, well, this is my first mission out.
Oh, okay.
And I thought this was going to be like a spiritual thing, but you got a big old
crossbow. Oh, it's very
crossbow.
Spiritual.
What mm-hmm. you gonna? What are you hunting with that thing?
Oh, no. See, the church makes us arm ourselves so we don't use the weapons.
The church makes us arm ourselves so we don't use weapons. Is that like... What do you... So it's a self-restraint thing.
Well, you see, if you resort to non-violence and you don't have a weapon, well, that hardly counts, does it? But if you've got...
I see. So this is like... you're saying this is like a test. It's like if we were to make like a, if you and I were to make like a celibacy pact or something, and then go to a fuck convention or something.
Or if you wanted to make a celibacy pact and it turned out you didn't even have a dick.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, yeah. Easy to be celibate if you've got no...
Are you done talking to the child?
Child, did you say?
Yeah, Dave, just to... How many summers is this rabbit?
This rabbit is like... This rabbit is like 19.
19 summers or moons? That's very important, Ben. It's very important.
Summers,
okay.
Can you make for me, because you're having the conversation, an insight check, DC 15.
Ooh, fail, Dave. Absolute fail.
Okay. In that case, never mind. But I will draw your attention to there's another figure, which is sitting solemnly with a huge desert scarf wrapped around powerful shoulders, who are holding the reins of the wagon that otherwise has seats on the side for all of you.
Hello there, rider. Carriage rider?
Driver?
Driver.
Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, we're workshopping before we go. What do you reckon? Driver? Rider?
What about... What's that?
What's up? Okay, ready? We walk over together. One, two, three.
What's up? Driver?
The figure turns to look
so
at you.
I'm so glad we started workshopping these
things. So good.
The figure turns to look at you and... You see the face for the first time, a powerful face, an half-orc face, a face that has clearly seen not that many moons or suns, but enough to drive a wagon responsibly. Welcome to the stage, the face that body is on, or a person, I suppose. Who's Tom Gardy?
Hey! I would say the best Tom to ever do Dragon Friends. Would we all agree?
This is our favourite Tom that's ever done Dragon Friends.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's all go on the record now and say this is the best Tom that's
ever
done.
The very best Tom.
Yeah, I would say Tom Cardi, number one, close second, Tom Lowndes, and then sort of daylight to other Toms.
Yeah. Basically. So yeah, they've turned around to you and said, "What's up?"
Oh. What up?
What's up indeed, my friends, my fellow friends, my dudes.
are you open free right now?
I'm free.
You want to give us a ride?
Absolutely. That's what I'm paid for.
we hired you.
Well, you know.
Tom. Did you say your character was a fucking half-orc?
Wow. Step your ass's toes.
Is that cool? There's kind of already a half-orc in the Dragon Friends, so yeah. It just seems like an interesting choice.
Yeah, I made a big bold choice since I moved to the adults table. Yeah.
We love it.
Alex, I can play this any way you want me to. Like, you don't want me to be an orc?
No. You do whatever you want. You do whatever you want.
I already drew the picture, so yeah, we're going back in time.
Well,
and
actually, talking
it.
Of that, Tom, why don't you describe the character for us?
Okay, so I got that big ass. I do have a big ass, but
Alex, is aboard.
I got a big ass scarf around my powerful shoulders.
An ass that goes all the way to the ground.
Yeah, I got. No legs. I'm just ass.
He's got legs, but behind the legs is ass.
Just flapping.
Like he can recline standing up.
Pendulous. It's like this chair. It's like the chair that Homer invents. If you push him over, his ass kind of on a right angle.
I've got a beautiful kind of red hair. I got like that little sort of like one pigtail coming off the back. A head that would look great with a fedora. But not currently.
I can't imagine that head.
You don't think quite hard enough, Michael.
Sorry. And what is your character's name, Tom?
My character's name is...
We should ask
in the game, the Dungeons & Dragons game.
How should we ask him what his name is?
This is very cool.
Yeah, very cool. Well, I mean, you have a tendency to try and fuck the character's top legs.
I'm just trying to make him feel included.
Just once, I'd like someone to not fuck me as a welcome. You guys look like you want to know something. Donk Bonkerson at your service. I flick a fucking playing card at you that's like spins around the room.
You
what?
Yeah.
Did
you say
Donk?
Donk Bonk, the magnificent Donk Bonkerson, if you must know.
And the magnificent.
And he throws another playing card at you, which smacks you on the forehead.
Yeah, that one says magnificent.
Wow. And then has it got a picture of him on it?
Yeah, and he's like clicking his fingers and pointing the gun at you.
Donk Bonkerson.
He flicks another card at you. It really hurts.
Dave.
Wait, every time we say his name, does he flick a card? Did you say your name was Donk Bonkerson?
I got one for every letter.
Is it that like Jesus. Thing that of like British surnames where like it's the name, you're the son of Bonker?
From a long line of bonkers?
Yeah, his father was the village bonker.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that Magnificent is his name, and so he's got a Magnificent in his title. He's throwing cards at us. Am I sensing a doer of tricks?
Yes, perhaps? I suppose driving's one thing I do, but you know, it's not the calling. If you were wondering, you guys seem pretty cool, so if I could get those cards back.
And he clicks his fingers and they all spin back into his hands.
Surely he has to roll for that.
Yeah, I think he does.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, well, unless you're casting a spell, or are you trying to do this with sleight of hand?
This is sleight of hand.
Or is it like fishing line?
Yeah, it's all fishing line. Stuck to gum behind my ear. Fuck, this is so good. I used to do so much magic, so I'm so sad for this.
Legitimate, man. Yeah. Sleight of hand. So roll for me.
Yeah.
DC 19. Okay, he flicks his hand, and you hear a breaking string, and then all like three decks of cards accidentally spit out of his hand and go everywhere.
Shit, no, fuck, shit. Close your eyes for a second.
I close my eyes.
Please close. Yeah. Okay, open.
Chime is sitting meanwhile polishing the flechette.
I think we're all ready to go.
Yeah? Can I just check, Tom, is your character an Uber driver who does magic? Is that what this is?
You'll have time to talk. We've got a little bit of a ride ahead of us.
Did we receive some instructions for where we're going?
Oh, of course. This is a guard quest, and y'all going to help me.
Yeah.
You
say so
god
we're like
or guard?
A god. A god's quest. This is a quest.
It's a gourd quest.
A gourd quest.
We're going to go get some pumpkins.
Chime is being ordained into the Sonic Church, and you can see now that Chime is wearing a small clay medallion in the figure of the siren, which she wasn't wearing before.
Oh. Are you hungry, Chime?
No, why?
Okay. Donk, you hungry?
I could always go for food.
I got this pork bun. You interested in a pork bun at all? Donk?
No, I'm good.
Now, obviously, Tom has to roleplay this. Does Donk want the pork bun?
As the musician, I don't listen to a lot of what you guys say, but last session I did remember something about that pork bun.
Eat not the pork bun!
Eat not the pork bun.
You know, I better save my appetite. Who knows where we're going? I would hate to vomit up, unfortunately.
That was a sinister way to say that.
He likes to be like cheeky and mischievous.
Filge did ask you, Chime, where you were going.
Yeah, we're going to see a man. There's an issue with the church currently and our vis-a-vis our supply of food. And we're going to rectify that.
Okay, that doesn't sound very spiritual. That sounds like an administrative task.
Oh, but it is tremendously spiritual because we are being denied our food on spiritual grounds.
Oh, okay. Well, that's,
all right.
So what, we go to, like, the shop?
Yeah, do you remember last night there was very little bread that was being handed out? Mm. There was talk that the bread shortages had occurred throughout the retreat?
Yes.
This is tied into that. So Chime has been sent on a quest to prove her faith to the Sonic Church.
We're just going to go talk to the man by the name of Chaff.
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 Chaff. Oh, because bread, wheat, chaff. I see what you're doing. Okay.
His name's Chaff Shields.
Chaff His name's what? Shields.
Chaff Shields.
Chaff Shields.
The shield bearer?
Chaff, the shield bearer is his name. I'm just so giddy with excitement that I'm just forgetting where my little bunny butt is. It's okay. Here.
Well, let's head on over to Chaff the Shieldbearer's.
Yeah, we're going to shake him down.
Yeah, so why is Chaff the Shieldbearer denying you food on spiritual grounds?
Oh, it's a long story. I can tell you in the car.
Okay. And with that, Chime hops up beside Donk Bonkerson, who cracks the reins, having successfully lodged, it seems like, a spring and three decks of cards back into their sleeve.
Yeah, really, really pushing them in there. Really making room with a dove that's stuck up my sleeve as well.
There's a dove as well?
Boneless dove stuck up my sleeve.
Why does the dove
boneless dove rat. It's like bunch of just old parking tickets and just scarves. Yeah.
Just like full-length scarves.
Onward, horse!
The horse takes off. All of you are joining on this God's quest.
Yeah.
You head off into the wagon and crest the dune and are on your way to Lork, 6 hours to the east. Meanwhile,
I can't help but feel like I've been left behind to have sex with Ben.
In a decade.
Now it's Dave's turn to win!
In a decadently appointed Carcosan wagon, the figure of Bobby Pancakes is sitting on a small wooden stool in front of Mistress Cassador, who is currently preparing two pipes of yellow powder.
Yes.
What's that?
Oh, don't you know? Don't you know what this is that I'm doing? Oh, how embarrassing for you.
I thought you were mixing pigments to paint my beautiful...
What I was trying to do for you there, Simon, was drawing a veil over the scene at times past, but if you'd like, we can go back.
No, I'm not...
Let me stand in the way of what you want to roll.
Wait. So what you're saying is... Wait, but what's the implication?
They're like your cigarette smoking in bed after you fuck.
But I didn't make. I didn't have any agency in this.
No. You did. You've spent a few hours.
I mean, I'll have sex with Ben.
Sure.
You've had a few hours with Mistress Cassador. Said that she wanted to paint you.
Uh-huh.
She makes dioramas, and you've spent a few hours with her. And I assume she's painted you.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
I don't understand what yellow powder is and what that has to do with painting or anything.
This is Carcosan pipe weed, essentially. So she hands you a small pipe.
Right. Okay.
And notices that you seem to be quite uptight at the moment.
I need a massage.
Thank you for letting me paint you.
No problem.
Do you like what I have done with the paint canvas?
What's it like?
Oh, yeah, what's it like? Well, it's a very large canvas. And it's remarkable, I would say. It's not like a painting that you've ever had before. It's...
Can I roll for the horniness level
of
the painting?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. So that's...
It's out of 20, I guess?
Yeah, it's a d20. Just roll for me. And it's... that's a 1.
As you can see...
Actually a 1.
As you can see, what I have done is I have taken your form and I have put clothes on it. And then on top of those clothes, I have put clothes. And then on top of those, it looks like you are at the snow. And
it seems crazy then that you asked me to take off my clothes in the first instance.
I did. Yeah.
She painted you in the nude, but she's painted you wearing 3 sets of clothes.
This is how it works. I need to understand what I am going to drape many clothes on you and then also put you behind the door. So...
It's a painting of a door. It's a painting of a powerful door.
But look at the engraving work on the door. You also notice that a lot of her paintings are doors.
I just feel like I didn't have to be here for this. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved sitting perfectly still for how many hours was it?
It was 7 hours.
7 hours. I love that. And...
Oh, sorry. Have you been to Lork Community Art College? Sorry, I thought I would have seen you there at Lork Community Art College because you're talking so much about how you can and cannot paint, so I assume that you are too an alumni of that community art college.
I guess you could say that I'm more of an outsider artist. I'm self-taught.
Well, maybe you'd like to be outsider artists this wagon.
What are you trying to do here, Simon? Are you trying to make Mistress Cassador mad? What? Are you trying to give genuine art criticism?
Have we had any rapport over the 7 hours?
I think hasn't it been established that last episode that they do like each other? And they were horny for each other.
Yeah.
There is something about you, tiny man, that I am drawn to, but also something that repels.
The uncanny.
She walks up towards you and she places the pipe delicately between your lips.
I ask you about... I mean, I know that the House of Cassador is one of the high houses of the... Carcosans, and I knew a Carcosan once.
Oh, well, yes. I mean, that is my old life, and I am flattered that you have heard of my house. It is a very fancy place.
Yet you still wear the mask.
Oh, yes. That is just a custom that I have adopted out here in honor of the siren.
As she says that, she actually places her hand over the lacquered full face mask that she's wearing, and you hear a click, and the entire bottom half of the mask comes away. So now she's only wearing a half mask. She places it down delicately and begins to smoke her own yellow pipe weed.
Smoking.
Awuga. This is an old... Do you know the Carcosan language?
I mean, it's like a beautiful song, but I don't speak it. No.
We have a saying. It goes... Boy, yo, 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 yo.
Fuck you, man.
It's so beautiful. It's so poetic.
But yes, my house was one of a few very high houses in Carcosa. Who is this person that you know? Maybe I used to move in very good circles, so perhaps.
Her name was Casilda. She was,
Do you mean Lenny Casilda?
Lenny?
Phil Casilda?
Lady Casilda.
Oh, late? No. There was a man called Phil Casilda. What that is.
Dave, should we be writing down?
I don't write down. Please. I don't understand anymore what's going on.
Phil Casilda.
All right, the puzzle pieces are falling into place.
Big bad of the season, I reckon.
Well, you're trying to get some information out of it.
Yeah,
make for me a little persuasion check. DC 15.
All right, so one's we get to roll again because I'm lucky. That's it says M19.
But it can't.
Your dice is an M?
Yeah, it says M19. Is it M maybe the Roman numeral for 1,000?
Yeah. You rolled 1,019.
You rolled 1,019.
Good one. That must be pretty good. Nice.
Then you will learn all there is to know about Phil Casilda.
Dave, you got to do that thing where you drive the character.
Yeah, I think it's important. All right. She looks at you and she says, I do not know where you have heard this name. Ben? Don't help me.
She goes on to say.
This is a cursed name. This is a dead name. This name was scoured from the Book of Tongues. This is not a name of my people anymore.
Dave, what does Phil Casilda do for work?
He's a builder.
Phil Casilda's a builder?
Yeah.
Phil Casilda's building.
That was his horrible catchphrase.
Casilda is a name that has been scoured from the Book of Tongues. It is now a cipher.
What was
it
his horrible catchphrase?
Phil Casilda, he'll build ya.
Wait, so in this situation, he builds people?
Do we want to play Dungeons & Dragons or not?
I just don't understand the catchphrase.
I said it was horrible.
But if it was like, hey, it's Phil Casilda, he'll build it for you. That kind of, he'll
yes,
build it.
Yes, that would be better, but Phil Casilda is a fucking idiot. He's a real fuckwit, you know. I'm doing it now. I'm doing it properly. Don't get mad and take my microphone away. I think I know where you're riffing. This is a name that has not been held in earnest, except for Phil Casilda, for generations. People speak of a Lady Casilda, but it is a story to frighten little birds off your lawn. To say, get away from my peach tree, or Lady Casilda will come.
Ben, I think for a second you were trying to help and you're getting stuck in a rip.
Is Lady Casilda full of straw with butter knives?
This was the name of an ancient progenitor, one of the builders, the founders of this city. She who raised the corpulent yellow towers from the Icarus shore. She who built our city and then betrayed it. Since then, her name is nothing to us. It is anathema on our tongues. It is a name that is a cipher, an empty name. A name that you would give to an enemy, to a rival. It is a name of shame. It is not a name of a person anymore.
Okay, cool.
I'm sorry. I understand that I am unreasonably worked up about this. I have this weird jingle in my head. You can't possibly understand.
How does it go? Oh, boy, I wish I could get this building finished.
We've been waiting for 6 months. We've got council approval and everything.
Wait a second, I know who to call.
Beep, 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 beep. A bring, bring.
A bring, bring,
Dave.
Hey. If you have a problem, pick up the dove, right on the dove. Bring Phil Casilda to you. Phil Casilda, he will build ya. Phil Casilda, first building free. Oh no!
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That is Casilda's name. She's clearly...
Okay, look, it's just a...
She's got a lot on.
I was just making conversation. I guess what I really wanted to ask is...
But she's too upset and she leaves.
I feel like that was my scene and we left early because Ben was being silly and I didn't even do anything wrong.
No, but...
I didn't even have sex with him.
She's so
march right back in there and have sex with Ben.
She's so nonplussed that she walks and leaves her own wagon, walking out the door.
Ooh. Can I look around for clues?
Yeah, you can look through the many paintings of doors. Make an investigation check.
What about that one that has that picture of Petrina and or the person with the jewel?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a three.
Okay. That's a three. Do you know, I did give you, I've been meaning to say this.
Oh, yeah, I did get an
inspiration. You haven't used it yet.
Let's do it. It's a one. I get to roll again because I'm lucky. It's a, what is it, perception?
It's an investigation check.
Investigation check.
You rolled a three, you rolled a one.
A 12.
And a 12. You don't find shit.
Ah, oh, fuck me. What a cool time.
But you do have the wagon yourself. You can see her mask. You can see the things that are obviously there.
Pipe? Good
there is
it.
A bag of yellow powder and
well, I've got it in my mouth. I'm puffing it.
You are you are smoking it?
I mean, she put it in my mouth.
You die.
I'm inhaling.
Okay, great. All right. So the aroma of it is strangely familiar to you and bizarrely comforting, even though you can't quite place where you've smelt it before. And the smoke is eddying around the room, filling it with a kind of cloying smell of cloves as the door swings shut. And Ben, are you quite all right?
Just laughing about Phil Casilda. I was trying to keep it to myself.
And that's all the time we have, Simon. Meanwhile.
Sure, glad I didn't go on that ride with my friends.
4 hours along the way.
Yeah, we're driving. And Dave, I'm going to do a perception check to see if I can see anything on the road. I rolled an 18 plus perception, so that's a 19. And Dave, on the horizon, I see a billboard for a building company.
Yeah, and we turn to Donk. Say, hey Donk, does this guy really do one building free?
Is that crazy? First building free, Donk? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's incredible. In fact, I used it last week to build my own magic emporium.
Oh, no way.
Doc, you own a magic emporium?
Yeah, but I was going to build two, but I didn't have money for the second one. And, and the way I built it was the first one was just half of the entire thing.
Dave, what else do we see? I rolled the 19.
Yeah, we're beyond that billboard.
Your glasses are fucked up. You're so mad.
I'm furious.
I thought they only happened in the cartoons.
I'm furious. Beyond that billboard, and thank you so much for your illustrious addition to my world building, there is the caravan town of Lork, right on the Carcosan border. You can see that the caravan commons that form the center of the town are full to the brim with what looks like a huge procession of pilgrims and refugees from the Great War, surrounding three large wagons and caravans, each of them draped in metallic, shiny cloth and being led by powerful war horses, not farmers' horses. These are barbed and armored horses. You can also see that there are figures armored and wearing the livery of paladins of different faiths, one of Ilmata, one wearing the insignia of Torm, one of Helm, even an elven paladin of Lathander, and they are pulling from these wagons huge loaves of bread, tearing them apart and then distributing them to the throng of people. These are...
You say huge loaf. Talk me through it.
One story, two stories.
These are large loaves, large enough to feed this throng.
How big? Give me a...
Give me a cubit.
Well, you like, know that Dave doesn't know any measurements.
It's like
he'll be like, it was a foot.
Is it as big as you, Dave?
Is it two you? It's a Dave's height. It's a
is
wagon
it like a
wheel.
Baguette that's like three waves long.
All one thing of bread.
They're discs.
Is
of
it
bread.
In Dave's shape as well?
No.
Oh my goodness. What's going on here? There looks like lots of important stuff happening and we're not getting distracted by the shape of the bread.
Incredibly normal loaves of bread. Giant.
I'd like to approach the elven one, Dave.
Oh, great.
Well, so
okay.
So we hopped off, we're getting out.
Yep.
Oh, jeez.
You hop out of the wagon and
Mr. or Mrs. Elven
push
paladin.
Your way through a throng of starving peasants to get to the front of the line.
Make way, peasants.
He is a high elf.
Yeah. Okay. No, he's a human.
I was. I'm human now. Possibly Chinese. Elven! Elven Paladin!
Yes? Did you just do my voice? Back at me.
He does that when he talks to poor people.
Hello!
Are you here for the bread?
Yes, I am here to feed not just myself and this half-orc here and the small rabbit we have in the van.
Yep.
But a whole town of people are starving.
Well, hang on, there's a procedure here for that. I mean, what we do here is, you know, one normal-sized loaf of bread per person. Maybe if you say...
Well, that's a giant loaf. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying... If we've got community outreach programs, right? So that's a whole other thing.
So what? I've got to fill out some forms.
Well, yeah, but what's the community?
We have an issue with our food supply for our cult. I mean,
well, hang on. If you're part of the program already, you should have your name. What's the name of the organization?
Ooh.
I've got Art Centre?
Yeah, that's us! We're the Art Centre, we're from the Art Centre.
Hang on a second, and I pull Friezo aside and go, Friezo, this isn't our God quest, this is Chimes. I feel like we're leaving her behind.
You're right, should we just go home?
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, all we're going to do is come to desert, so maybe let's just sit back and act support, you know?
That's great. Ben can play Dungeons & Dragons with himself.
Exactly. Sorry. Chime,
step forward.
It's your moment.
Oh, yeah. I was just okay. You're gonna let me do this?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's your God quest.
Okay, you don't want to see the rest of this?
No, I want
to
see.
We almost got to the good bit.
Yeah, we're at the turn of the trick, and now all that's left is the prestige. So just one moment, please.
And then Donk pulls like a little light at the end of a thumb out from under the seat.
Wowee! How'd you make your thumb so big?
The magician never tells his secrets.
That was real good.
Thank you.
I've got to go on my God's quest now.
No, that's fair. I'll just be here.
Okay. Hey, can you come help me?
If you need help with magic, then yeah.
Well, I need the magic of friendship.
And actual prestidigitation?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This is a big moment for Chime, so you follow my lead, okay?
Happy to, Chime.
And Chime walks up to the... I'm here on behalf...
Yep.
...of the...
I write so many notes.
I know! I can't read them all! I can't read, Dave!
It says
I think it's remarkable how much I've been able to guess.
It says
given
here,
I can't read.
You're stuck in character, Ben. You don't have to do that.
It says
here, shouting
he
at Dave.
Says somewhat defeatedly that you might be from the First Sonic Church of the Siren.
I'm from the First Sonic Church of the Siren.
I had my suspicions.
And I'm here. And I'm here with my friends.
You don't need to say anymore. You need to come with me.
Well,
people always saying that to us.
Can my friends come too? In fact, I insist.
Some more colleagues.
They say they're not your friends.
Well, that is hurtful, but...
That one explicitly just repudiated you being their friend.
They are here with the Church of the Sonic and Knuckles, yeah. And they...
Some negotiation later and you're all inside the tent. Meanwhile, Bobby Pancakes...
Oh, yeah.
Now, is slowly putting his clothes back on in the wagon, enjoying your pipeweed, mm-hmm. when you hear... a shift of metal and a click, and you turn around to see that the keyhole of the wagon has a small lockpick extruding from it, and it is currently twisting as whoever is manipulating it is picking the tumblers of the lock.
I just stand in front of the door with like my hands between, on either side of my face, just like with a big smile waiting to greet whoever comes through.
Okay. There is a whir and a click, and the wagon door opens. It is now night. The moon is high, and a figure sneaks in to see you as you look upon the face of a quite handsome half-orc with, I believe, a ponytail, about 8 foot tall, wide shoulders. Anything else, Tom?
Leather pants.
Leather pants. Yeah.
Not too tight.
Not too tight.
Okay.
Comes into face-to-face with you.
Yoo-hoo!
Me did not know there was someone in here. Me apologize.
Okay. He's dressed in blacks, like a thief ready for busy work.
I did not know there was going to be someone in the carriage. I thought there was. I thought that's why it was locked.
Hey. Don't bullshit a bullshit. Don't thief a thief.
Oh, they know bullshit.
I'm a thief. I know a thief when I didn't see a thief.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you steal?
Oh, hearts.
Do you have a girlfriend? Because there's a woman. Something that definitely I imagine you'd want to fuck. Like walk away from this carriage a while ago, looking very angry and definitely not horny. Do you actually steal hearts, or you lie to me right now? Became friends. You lie to me already.
Look. Something that friends do is share a little joke, and like, obviously we don't know each other very well, and just like maybe you just misunderstood what I was saying. Look, anyway, on a professional level, at the very least,
yeah.
What are you after in here?
Oh,
there's a lot of paintings of doors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, that one looks exactly like you. That's so good. That's so good. This one over here, this one me. Yeah, not enough brown paint because I'm so tall.
Are you a member of the church?
Oh, no, me no member of the church.
As he
no.
says this, he's rifling through desks with a sort of nervous energy. He manages to find a bag of gold coins, a vial of a potion, a lot of things that you missed because you rolled a 12, as he's stuffing them into a satchel that he has tied around his midsection.
You say you're a thief?
Yeah.
Why come you didn't see any of this stuff, you dum-dum?
I am a thief by trade, but I also have this, like, side hustle where I just, like, fucking fuck around the entire world with this bunch of dickwags. So I'm kind of doing that at the moment.
Me kind of do something like that as well. So I know what it's like hanging around with a bunch of fucking dickwags. You want some gold?
Yeah. Hey, you know where we can get a drink around here?
Like water? Like in the toilet?
No, unless you like some sort of like prison toilet wine, but like something a bit stronger, like
like punch. That's like a little joke for friends because punch is strong for like when you punch someone.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's also drink. So we're friends and we share a little joke.
This friendship is going to be a journey, and we're just on the first few steps. Because
I 8 foot? How tall is Bobby?
Bobby probably comes up, I'd say, to sort of mid-thigh, maybe. So,
is he standing or anything while we're having this conversation?
Bobby's about 5 feet, do you reckon?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say so. He probably comes up to maybe the belt buckle.
Okay, 1 second, and I pick Bobby up and I put him on a table. There, that's better. Me like to look my new friends in the face.
I like my new friends not to just grab me.
Oh, me sorry. And then I like pick him up and put him back on the table. There you go. And I pat him on the head. You want some more gold?
Yeah, that'll make it better.
Okay. Yeah, what's going
is this happening at the same time as we're at the bread?
Well, you're somewhere else. Yeah, that is correct. So he gives you 11 gold pieces. And he does tell you that if you want a drink, he has some booze stashed at him and his brother's quarters at the Pilgrim's Rest.
They're doing the prestige! Maybe
we'll put a pin in that. We'll find out later. Because Bobby is already going to the Pilgrim's Rest to have a drink with his new friend, whose name is...
The Fred.
So what? Your friends, your characters are Bonk, Bonk.
Oh, yeah.
Donk Bonkerson.
And The Fred.
Yeah.
And do they look the same?
They look... Well, you don't know this, but yes, they look very similar. Now, meanwhile, on the outskirts of the Desert Perilous in the town of Lork, in a small tent, Chime and three hard-to-call friends, business associates at best, are gathering around a officious-looking dwarven paladin who is sitting on a crate making meticulous notes on a clipboard when the figure of your elven paladin guide clears his throat uncomfortably. The figure looks up.
And your throat okay, buddy?
My throat's fine.
You want lozenge?
I don't want... What?
Would you like a butter menthol?
Yeah, all right.
These are the ones you told us to watch out for, sir, from the... Did you just throw a butter menthol?
I asked Ben if he wanted one.
In the game, Hing.
Yeah, but
you asked him in the game.
Yeah, but I have one in real life. And I wasn't sure if Ben. Sorry, I wasn't sure if Ben was like, yeah, in character, but also, Ben Jenkins wants a butter menthol. How are you supposed to tell, Dave?
Well, get us dos, like.
Hey, hey, look at him. He's loving it.
Real quick, do you want to get shot in the face?
Hey. These are the ones you asked us to keep an eye out for. The Honor Church.
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Hello. Hey, you hungry?
What?
Be very careful how you answer this.
No. I've had quite enough food already. You can see, we at the Silver Chorus are all about bread. And so...
Is that your catchphrase?
Bread is what... Yeah, you can see it.
Oh, I remember the jingles.
There is actually a catchphrase of sorts stitched in embroidery in the tent above him that says Panem Nostrum.
Yeah.
Translation, we're all about bread.
Yeah, that's old Netheril for we're all about bread.
Yeah, you control the bread supply around here?
Well, we don't like to think of it as controlling it. We dish it out and make sure it goes to the places it needs to go to.
Yeah, well, we got a problem. How come no bread at the church?
Yeah, we've had something of a problem. It's I've been sent here on my God's quest to sort of sort it out.
Okay, listen, I'm going to tell you what I told the crazy lady with the dioramas. This is out of my hands. It's not personal in any way.
Can we speak to a manager?
You are doing that currently.
Well, what about a regional manager?
Guess what? I just got a promotion.
We're going to need answers. Why this out of your hands? This is not good enough.
This doesn't come from me. Listen.
Who does it come from? Can we talk to them?
The Silver Chorus have made it very, very clear that whatever is happening out in the desert, we don't want anything to do with.
Well, that can't be right. Mrs. Cassador made the donations that were necessary. You agreed.
I understand that, and we are very grateful for the donations.
Hey, Chime.
Yeah?
Does the non-violence pack? Is it for all of us? Like, is it?
You can turn around.
You've made the oath. If you want to close your eyes, pretend we're doing a magic trick.
All I know is that if we don't get that bread, we're going to be in trouble. There are so many mouths to feed out there in the desert. We rely on this food. So you're telling me I should just...
Go wait outside.
Go and do a very loud prayer.
Also, can I have your crossbow?
Going to make a little... Okay. Chime looks at you all, looks back at the figure of the shield bearer, seeing no love on his face, comes to a decision, and she very carefully takes her amulet off the figure of the siren in her hand as she kisses it and puts it into a little pocket.
Okay, I thought you'd see sense. Now listen.
One second. I believe that my friend has an alternate suggestion. And then she gives the crossbow to you, Friezo.
Cool.
And then walks out of the tent.
Sunshine days are here again. And starts singing loudly to herself.
Now this. Hey.
All right, let's get a move on.
Yeah.
You give us bread, we shoot you in head. Wait.
Yeah, you don't give us bread, we start at the toes and work our way up.
Sorry, we've got to be thinking about jingles a lot.
I don't think you understand.
I don't think you understand how much we can kill you.
Whatever you are threatening.
You suddenly notice, Friezo, that he, with one of his hands, which is up, the other hand is reaching down towards a what seems to be a rune that's stamped in the side of the tent.
A rune in the side of the tent? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I throw my javelin through his hand.
Yeah, she pins the javelin to the rune.
Make an attack roll.
Oh, no.
Make an attack roll.
Oh, well, said I'd do it. All right.
Plus strength.
Yeah, 11 yeah. Plus strength. It's not enough. He misses.
You miss. Enough.
11 plus your strength is 18. Yeah, 19. Not quite enough. As he jumps forward. Don't get mad at the dice.
Well, who are we supposed to get mad at, Dave?
He jumps towards all of you, grabs a bell in his hand and starts ringing it as he turns to face you, Friezo.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to do any of this.
You don't understand. Dave, I cast Witch Bolt. That's a...
You throw the gun aside and cast Witch Bolt?
Why? Yeah, I guess. I don't know how to use the crossbow. Oh, should I use the crossbow, Dave? What is the crossbow's like?
It's a strange old Carcosan weapon. You've never
no,
seen.
No, what's the what stat does it use?
You know what? I'm gonna take the crossbow.
Right.
I take the crossbow and I pick it up and I slam it down on his head as hard as I can.
As you cast Witch Bolt?
Yeah, I'll cast Witch Bolt.
All right, make the attack for me. Make the attack. All right, excellent. You got a 21.
I also got a 21. Yeah.
21 and a 21.
Oh, 24, actually.
All right, as the figure of the shield bearer, quartermaster, pragmatic of the Order of the Silver Chorus rises, his bell starts to toll, but its sound dies quickly as the crackle of eldritch energy blasts from you, Friezo, throwing him against a tent. Even as an ancient, unknowable, immaculate Carcosan weapon, hundreds of years old, is used as an improvised club to break his jaw, his screams dying in his mouth as he falls heavily to the floor and looks up groggily, hoping against hope that he might yet live to provide bread for refugees.
And he says with his dying breath, "You dumb fucks. Do you have any idea what you've done?"
"You should have given us more information."
Let that be a lesson to those that would do good in this world. The Silver Chorus, alliance of good aligned churches trying to do their best for the people of a war-torn land, have sent their bravest, their best, out into this wilderness, but one will not return. One with jaw broken and bell bent and back broken and soul bent will fall instead on the sands of the desert, and the last thing that they will see is an unreasonably angry half-orc and a human warlock,
possibly Chinese,
having the time of his life as he remembers something that once did spark joy. And that those two are all that will live to see that once belonged in a party we call the Dragon Friends. Thank you. So you killed him. You killed him.
He didn't give us the bread. I mean...
Yeah, what kind of dude is holding out on bread?
So he
literally killed a guy to feed our starving family, Dave.
Yeah,
come on.
This is all coming out of our love of Baston. This is totally reasonable.
All right,
of course, yes.
The cast of Dragon Friends for this week is Alex Lee, Simon Greiner, Michael Hing, and Tom Carty. Dave Harmon is our Dungeon Master, with NPC voices provided by Ben Jenkins and special live guest accompaniment by Nick Harriet. Shakira Khan is our producer. The podcast is edited, mixed, and mastered by me, Hugh Guest, and new episodes are recorded live every month at the Comedy Store in Sydney on Gadigal land in the Eora Nation. This week's episode was made possible by contributors to the Dragon Friends Patreon, who get early access to ad-free episodes as well as exclusive content every other week. Until next time.
Make 100 mistakes and make 100 more. But don't worry, cause that's what time travel's for. You can always go back and try again. And if you go back and kill your friends, you can always go back an extra few seconds. You can always go back.
No, not the prestige. The other one.
The other magic one.
The prestige
one. The prestige is clones. They're doing the other one.
Illusionist.
Illusionist. Twins.
Do you say they're clones?
There are twins in the prestige, you dumb piece of shit.
Are there?
What's
the
one?
What's the one that there's a basement full
both
of...
Both!
What you have done there is that you have got in your mind, like, a Christian Bale film and then separately a Hugh Jackman film.
No! No! That's the same film!
They're the same film, you piece of...
One's a Paul Giamatti film.
Which one has the basement full?
The Prestige.
Okay, now,
so then
Dave,
which one
are we
is
doing
the
Prestige or are we doing The Illusionist?
Nobody's doing the... It has no cultural cut through whatsoever. It's Jessica Biel and Edward Norton.
And Paul Giamatti.
And Paul Giamatti.
Don't say it has no cultural cut through. It's got Paul Giamatti.
Did one of them have a Tesla in it?
That yeah. was The Prestige.
Okay, yeah, no, The Illusionist is the one that has Andy Serkis,
yes.
I think.
No!
So which one are we
meanwhile,
doing?
Meanwhile,
I've really tuckered myself out being that mad.
I've never...
If anyone was going to crack it, it should have been Dave.
I know. I think I just, like, got his, like, anger secondhand.
To be fair, and I don't understand why this is, but I've never seen Ben get madder about anything.
I think it's because on our other podcast, Freedom Good Home, we talk about The Prestige, I'd say, every episode, basically. Yeah.
None of it's gone in, Michael.
It's like a lot of things.
Now, meanwhile...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.